Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day, thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb in for Colin Cowherd. You know, I've always wanted to actually be in this position. Right? And I think it's something I'm good at, but if I'm not, you can feel free to roast me like, when Colin coming back? By the way, Colin's in Iceland. It looked really cold. I thought Iceland was green and Greenland was icy. But nonetheless, looked like J-Mac was in France, right? J-Mac's in France and Colin's in Iceland. I got all that update from the gram. That's what I got. That's what I got for you. Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd. So we discussed earlier what a real letdown game seven was, because after leading 9-4 early in the game, then all of a sudden the Miami Heat decided to make shots. The Boston Celtics did not. They were down 13 at the end of the first quarter. They scored 15 points in the first quarter. The crowd could never really be a factor. They never got the lead ever again. And there was a little bit of a run in the third quarter, but outside of that, it just became an execution because of their execution. So there'll be a lot of things said about the Heat culture and Jimmy Butler's leadership and Eric Spoelstra, but not a lot of how this actually happened. Like, how's an 8 seed? How's a team that has Max Strus? You know, weren't we told, like, last year when they lost as a 1 seed, or previously when they've lost, we've been told that that you gave a bad contract to Duncan Robinson, right? Because he can't guard anybody, blah 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 blah. And oh yeah, he did miss 2 open threes in game 6, which could have made game 7 not even happen. But how does Caleb Martin, who was incredible last night, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, they even used Haywood Highsmith. You're like, who? What? Talk about things you Google. Who is Haywood Highsmith? Duncan Robinson. And, you know, Kyle Lowry at times has looked washed up. He hit a couple of shots early last night, hit a big three. And they end up winning the game going away. 103-84. 103-84. There's lots of ways. You can lose a game seven. You can lose on a tip-in. And I understand, like, Jason Tatum was hurt. That wasn't the real Celtics. Totally get it. Right? And the Heat fan could say, well, we didn't have Tyler Hero. There's actually a reason. I think you're better without Tyler Hero because it allows you to play other guys and space the floor more. And, you know, Jimmy Butler can create shots and Gabe Vincent can create some shots. And, you know, you play the zone for a reason. So Bam Adebayo can kind of just defend the rim and doesn't have to move out and switch defensively or play in the drop. Losing Jason Tatum, or even though he played, he was a shell of himself. That might have even been worse. But their offense was built around him, and defensively he got exposed because he couldn't move after rolling his ankle in the first play of the game. But that's the margin for error that at any point in time in the series, if he sprains his ankle, you're going to suffer. But again, had they won any of those first three games, they wouldn't have had to go to game seven, and the ankle and rolling the ankle wouldn't have been an issue. But in the real world of basketball and the real world of sports, I believe there's three things that elevate teams and people. And they're not everywhere. And I think the Heat have it. The first one is, and a lot of people point out, conditioning. Now, I'll say this, and I'll give, like, LeBron is, in any conversation, the best conditioned athlete of all time. Right? The reason he doesn't get hurt is some of it's luck, but a lot of it is dude take care of his body and he's always in tip-top shape. You go back to when they beat the Spurs. People remember Ray Allen hitting the shot. What they don't remember was they had to survive a close game against the Spurs. The only guy that could make a shot for the Heat in Game 7 was LeBron because the rest of them were so tired, falling down tired. Why did the Boston Celtics not shoot the ball well in Game 6 and Game 7? They had some of the same shots of the Heat. They had some very good shooters. Why didn't they make them? I'd have to say conditioning's a factor. And, oh yeah, by the way, one of the reasons that LeBron, you know, couldn't win a game was in Game 4, he had 30 at the half, second half. And I know he's 38 years old. I understand. He's just exhausted. But so the Lakers looked exhausted. Conditioning, and the Miami Heat are famous, and this goes back to Pat Riley's days. This is a real NBA story. If you have real, like if Tim Hardaway is on or any of those old school, Alonzo Mourning, man, Alonzo Mourning looked exactly like Alonzo Mourning last night, didn't he? Right? There's a dude who has not aged 1 second. Alonzo Mourning he's got to be 52-ish. Is that about right? 52 years old? Like, when you saw Alonzo Mourning handing out those trophies, you're like, wait, how old is Alonzo Mourning?
53.
53 years old? Damn, black don't crack at all, but that dude looks incredible. Incredible. I guess, like, look, if you're a multi-millionaire and you live in Miami and you're a former professional athlete and you've already been a fitness guy and you're in good shape, but with one kidney after 20 years in the NBA, that guy looks amazing. I want to be Alonzo Mourning when I grow up. But the old stories were that the Miami Heat in their training camp, dudes would say like, hey man, don't do it unless you know it may take years off your life, because they go to a gym and they like set up where you never leave the gym. You never leave the gym. They'll set up like beds for you to take a nap, couches, relaxation rooms, everything you want. Their whole thing is like, we're going to be in better shape than anybody else. Conditioning. The next part is culture. And culture is like every business uses it a word, like let's do the culture thing. But it's a real thing there. Not only is it a culture of competitiveness and of defense, but it's also a culture where they actually don't care where you came from, and you get an opportunity. If you prove that you're good enough, it doesn't actually matter. And as much as we say other people, well, we do that. We treat everybody the same. No, they don't. They just don't. Right? And the last part is confidence. And I think coaching confidence is a really hard thing. You got to really know your players. You got to know them as men. Because lots of these guys that they post lots of, like, why do they post pictures of what they're wearing or what they're driving? Like, you could say dudes have lots of insecurities. Who doesn't? I have them. I'm sure you have them as well. What, because they're great professional athletes, they don't have insecurity. They don't have moments of crisis where they have a crisis in confidence. Everybody has it. How you handle it, that's part of their culture and part of their conditioning. Like, you're confident in your shooting because, hey, dude, you've played and shot tired in every practice. We condition harder than everybody else every year. And here's the payoff. The payoff is when they're tired, when they're dead, that's when we got another gear. We do a terrible job in the media. Terrible. Of telling you what really, really happens. We tell you the surface stuff. And I believe that listeners, viewers, you're way smarter than like our parents were when we used to, when, you know, you go back 25, go watch old games and you'll listen to the analysts and the things they would say. They weren't analyzing. All they were just doing was cheerleaders. What a great play. What a great play. Like, that doesn't really tell me anything. How did that happen? It's like I was even watching last night and, you know, they were talking about all the other players from the Heat who were hitting shots. Well, again, that's by design because you had to stop Jimmy Butler. You know, Jimmy Butler gets to his right. He's not a blur, but when he gets to his spot, he was making a shot. So you got to help. You help for 1 second. He just moves the ball. And you have guys that all they do is jump up and shoot. Like Duncan Robinson, as I put out on social media, like people were saying those two shots he took at the end of game six, he exists on this earth for one reason alone, shoot the basketball when he's marginally open. Max Strus, same thing. You know, like Max Strus, a better athlete. He's another Division II player. His mom played at DePaul, so he just went to DePaul. And he's a good, big, strong athlete, but he's not Jaylen Brown. So how do you handle that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum when healthy? They're just more athletic than you. Go to a zone. Then Bam Adebayo knows exactly how he can position himself in the lane even when there's the zone defense rules. But I don't think we do enough of what I'm trying to do now, which is like the Miami Heat thing. And look, were they helped out by the fact that Giannis missed two games in the series? Of course. Of course. You could make the case that the Sixers should have come out of the series with the Celtics. It took a 50-point effort from Jason Tatum. The Nets, if healthy, if they kept KD and Kyrie, like, that's a championship caliber team. Even go back a couple years ago, Kyrie said it. They had the Bucks on the ropes. But a couple things go their favor, and they put themselves in position, and now all of a sudden they play with extreme confidence. They're in the best shape, and they have the best culture. It doesn't always mean you always win. They're probably not going to win this series. It's not a great matchup. But it's more than just, oh, hey, we made shots and they didn't make shots. You make shots for a reason. Right? You make shots because you have the right shooters in the right position at the right time, and they're in the right shape, the right mental space to make all the right plays. Stuff doesn't happen just by accident. It's either somebody's fault or it's been coached to be at a specific place. That's the reality of sport. And I was just blown away by the Heat that if there's ever a game plan for how to win a game seven on the road, they executed it. Right? First quarter is incredibly important. They took the lead. They went to the zone at just the right times with just the right momentum. And the Celtics never really adjusted. They just kept doing the same thing over and over again because, well, heck, in the regular season, that stuff works. Doesn't work as much in the postseason. And they were hurt by Tatum getting hurt. And, oh, yeah, by the way, then instead of trying to attack Al Horford on ball screens, they're like, let's just go at Jason Tatum every time his man gets the ball. He can't move. They swept a leg. Right? They swept a leg. And the Celtics are sitting there going like, if we don't play him, you know, we're losing all, not just at points, but he commands respect, so he opens up the lane. But if we do play him, we got to hide him defensively. Couldn't hide him. He wouldn't let him be hidden. That's the other part to it. You know, it's the old Spurs thing where they're like, you need to, what is it, get over yourself? Right? Your role changes not just based upon the game or the series, but the matchup. Normally, Max Strus and you name the player, they're not going at Jason Tatum. He's a pretty good defense player. Last night, whoever's got him, take him. Or let's make him guard Jimmy. Or let's make him guard Lowry. Or let's make him guard Gabe Vincent. Because he couldn't move. They swept the leg. And one last part. You know, the record for the Scott Foster-led crew coming in was like something crazy. Like 34 of the Heat when that crew officiates the game. The best thing about game sevens in the NBA, you'll disagree with a call here or a call there, but for the most part, they're the best officiating basketball games on earth. They just call the game. I don't know why they don't do that the other six games in the series, but game sevens feel like evenly officiated and feels like a complete a discussion with no merit. Zero. Zero merit. All right, coming up next in The Herd, I'm Doug Gottlieb filling in for Colin. Let's get to what went wrong for the Celtics last night. We'll do so with a legendary basketball mind and our Celtics correspondent. That's next. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is The Herd.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Doug Gottlieb for Collins, The Herd, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app. Hope you had a good Memorial Day. Not a great Memorial Day if you're a Celtics guy, right? And, I mean, again, if we're honest, Heat Nuggets does not have the spice of the Celtics. Lakers Celtics would have had a lot of spice to it. Obviously, the history plays a factor as well. But what went wrong for the Celtics? You know, we'll ask a kind of a basketball legend. His name's Max Good. He's been a head coach at two different universities, UNLV and at Loyola Marymount. He's been a longtime college assistant, head coach at Maine Central Institute, which was a famous prep school, which they kind of dominated the earth. And he's a fun personality that we've had on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Broke down the Celtics and big basketball games. Max, you watched that one from your couch last night. Good thing you didn't fight traffic and pay parking. You would have come back grumpier than normal.
You've never told a lie there. Gosh, I was glad I didn't. But, you know, I'm sad it's over because I enjoy the game so much. And although I'll watch this series to watch Joker play. But, you know, everybody says how the Celtics are so much better than Miami. I'm not sure I buy that. When you factor in IQ and coachability and knowing how to play, I think Miami's got better basketball players. Celtics probably could come up with a better 440 relay team.
I think you bring up a great point. It's one of the things that people, I think, are coming around on Joker. And I talk to coaches all the time. They're coming around on with their teams, which is like we do this thing that we evaluate your ability, your bag, how many moves you have and can score off your when you have the ball. And there is so much more to the sport, right? Especially now as shooting has become the most important skill. The second most important skill is like defensively, you just kind of got to be able to keep somebody in front and then be tough. And that's it.
Right.
And instead, we do the physical attributes and oftentimes we try and how you're ranked or rated coming up. Because you have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, too. Jaylen Brown is a freak athlete, and Jason Tatum's always been a highly ranked player. So, too, is Marcus Smart. We just assume they're better basketball players, but that's not actually what wins basketball games.
No, not at all. You know, when it's nut cutting time, I think you want people with IQ and people that have got an idea how to play, and you want players that have come from winning programs. It's just like the kid that transferred. He was at North Carolina State, and then he went to Nevada.
Yeah,
that kid's a hell of a player,
Caleb. Yeah, he was amazing, amazing.
I would trade him for. I'd trade Jaylen Brown for him. Yesterday.
Here's kind of an inside basketball thing, though. Okay, so obviously they really struggle with the zone, and my issue with it was there was no creativity in terms of their attack, like none. They just, you know, put whoever the big is in a high ball screen, try and turn the corner, create help, and kick out. If not, find the mismatch and go. Like, that was their whole zone game plan, where most every other team now is taking kind of the European approach where the ball moves side to side. You're still trying to get downhill into a ball screen, but, man, they had no creativity. On the other hand, Max, Tatum and Brown have to play like point guards with certain lineups, and how they're attacking. That's not what they do. They're not good. They've never been asked to do that, and I don't think it puts them in the best position.
No, I thought the Celtics had one decent move against the zone, and it was basketball 101. They hit the short corner to Horford, and then Rob Williams dove to the hole, and they gave it to him, and he got a dunk. They actually looked like they had some semblance of zone IQ on that one particular play, but it didn't repeat itself.
No, it was almost like a mistake that ended up kind of working out for him, that Al did something he wasn't supposed to do. Okay, so what about the Heat? How were they able to – they were efficient offensively. What were they able to do to get so many open looks that they made?
Well, take the adjustment that Jimmy Butler made. You know, I thought the Celtics had done a reasonably good job later in the series of not biting on shot fakes. Well, last night Jimmy Butler just got in the lane, didn't shot fake. He just took it up and scored. I mean, that's a pretty simple remedy, but I don't think a lot of people would have done it because it's a little better for him. But I just think Miami is superbly coached, and that wasn't always the case. You know, when he first took over the head coach, he was on the hot seat there for a while.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't want to be on a hot seat with Pat Riley.
No, not so much. If you were running the Celtics, what would you do?
Well, make a couple of decisions and resign, probably. I wouldn't want that responsibility, and I
understand you don't want to. I'm giving you a hypothetical, Max. You got to make decisions. Okay, somebody's got to make some decisions. Even if you resign, the next guy does. The next guy steps in. You got Jaylen Brown. If you resign him, it's like $290 million. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, but you got a year, and then you can trade him after a year and avoid that money. It doesn't kick in for the first year, so they're playing with house money for 1 year. But then they'd have a serious decision to make the next year. I don't know if they'd be just delaying the obvious, but I don't know. I don't like Boston. Just does not do particularly well when the game gets tight. They just haven't.
Yeah, they're very.
They just haven't. I don't have a kind way of saying it.
What would you do? What would you do with Mazzulla? I mean, like, obviously you can. He's going to have a whole new staff. I'm told some additions to that staff. Is that enough to help him out?
Well, that would be helpful if he'll listen to him. But when you hear him in interviews, I think he thinks he's a little bit like Greg Popovich. Well, he hasn't put in the time or got the result. You know, he's smug with answers after one game, they lost early, and people questioned some of his moves and some of his decisions. Well, they won a couple games later, and he said, well, why aren't you asking me about our adjustments tonight? You know, you can't do that in Boston. I mean, Boston's a tough place to play. It's not for everybody. And their fans are probably more educated than a lot of places. But you're not gonna pull any shenanigans on them.
How much does Tatum getting hurt give the Celtics a pass on last night?
Well, it does for him. I don't know if it does for the Celtics. I mean, you know, Tyler Hero hasn't played yet in this series, and he's no favorite of mine. He always looks like he's auditioning for the new kids on the block with his outfits he wears. But nevertheless, that has nothing to do with his playing. You know, he's obviously a good player. Wasn't he sixth man of the year a year ago?
Yeah, and but he also has that he needs the ball and needs to make plays in order. And he's not a great defender. But more than anything, like, he needs the ball, and they're not always the better because of it.
No question. You know, the Celtics, you know, with Marcus Smart and Tatum and Brown, you know, I thought the Celtics' best player last night was Derek White, who I love. I loved him last year, and I love him this year. You know, he's become a better shot maker with confidence, but Derek White knows how to play.
No question.
So he does have good basketball IQ.
Well, it's going to be an interesting offseason. Obviously, you want no part of the decision-making, but, Max, we love having... Huh?
I don't like to say things and then, you know, look like a fool when I've made... Because I have the courage of my conviction, but, you know, that's always an easy job until it is your job.
Right.
To make those decisions.
No question.
Decisions are very easy. Sitting in the barber shop or... You know, sitting out in the yard on a cool night. But when it comes time to make those decisions, it's a whole different story.
At what point in time did you turn it off?
Pardon?
What point did you turn it off? I was sitting there tempted.
Oh,
it was like,
No. I will never turn a game off. I'm watching to see who's still playing with a minute to go. I think it reveals something about character. I always used to tell my team, especially at Eastern Kentucky, we play in a lot of good tournaments. And if we got the consolation game, I said, now you're going to be tested. Anybody can play in the championship game. What are you going to reveal about yourself in a consolation game? No, I won't turn it off. I watch right till the last minute.
All right, so you saw the lineup with, was it Pritchard, Hauser?
Yeah.
They threw all the shooters out there in the lineup and then have them pressing. But they did play hard late. Max, you're the best. I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Doug.
I think but the biggest bummer of the Celtics losing is that we won't have Max Good on, right? And Tyler Hero, he always looks like he's auditioning for New Kids on the Block. It's like the perfect reference, but a super dated reference, but a perfect reference nonetheless. Is that fair? Let's get to Jason Stewart with the news. Herd Line News.
This is the Herd Line News.
I love it. Sam's so into the combo. He's like, oh wow, I forgot.
We broke news on the show today.
We didn't break news. We repeated news that had been broken elsewhere.
No. We just broke news 2 minutes ago. Max Good will not be replacing Brad Stevens for the Celtics. So, it's amazing.
I'd say a couple things and then I'd resign.
Like, no, I'm surprised.
I'm giving you the hypothetical.
New Kids on the Block is actually pretty current. I was thinking he would be like Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons or something. You know what? Sham Sharania went on a stadium show today, and he said that Robert Williams was throwing up during halftime last night. Now, I think all of us saw him kind of queasy on the sidelines all game, and the easy joke is that he was about to throw up watching his team play basketball, Doug.
Who threw up mid-game earlier in the playoffs? Who was that?
On the floor?
Well, they like ran to the locker room and threw up. And what was that? I feel like it was the Lakers-Warriors series. Somebody threw up. Was it Wiggins or was it Looney?
You played a lot of basketball. Did you ever throw up at halftime or even on the court?
No, I don't remember ever throwing up. Throwing up's one of those weird things, right? There's that distinct flavor of the stomach acids, like in your nose and in the back of your mouth.
Yeah,
but
very unpleasant.
But is there a moment where you feel better ever than when you just get done throwing up?
Yeah, that's it. And Robert Williams dealing with a stomach virus last night, just adding to that game that Jason Tatum.
Do you say there's the upchuck, yell at the pavement, scream at the porcelain god, boot is like the Canadian, vomit, talking to Earl on the big white phone, right?
Never heard that one.
There's wretch, Ralph, upchuck, gag, puke, barf. Which one do you go with?
This is not my strength. That was a quick 15 right there. I could do Fletch movie lines, but I'm not a big throw up guy. News of the day, Doug.
By the way, is there a guy? I was like, hold on. Speaking of Robert Williams, like I don't know if there's a more athletic guy in the NBA, but every time he lands, it looks like he got hurt again. Right? It's like, oh, what a block, and he lands like, oh, he's limping again. How's that possible? Anyway, go ahead.
Our guy, Bo Benson, just texted me. Gary Payton was
Gary Payton. Gary Payton. Yeah.
Well done, Bo. Somebody's paying attention. I like that. Now, Bob Myers, two-time executive of the year, is stepping down from the Warriors. Could I just pay tribute to what Bob Myers accomplished with the Warriors?
Sure.
As his press conference is at 4 p.m. Eastern to say goodbye, but he hired Steve Kerr. He signed Iguodala, Kevin Durant, Sean Livingston, JaVale McGee. He drafted Draymond, Harrison Barnes, Jordan Poole, Kevin Looney. Traded for Bogut, Wiggins, Kuminga. Mm-hmm. And he won four NBA titles. So the big show topic that I've seen online here, big debate topic, I'm sure we'll see
tomorrow. Who gets more credit?
No. Hey, Doug, is this the first break in the dynasty?
Yeah. They had the same coach. They had the same, three stars together. You had the same president and general manager. Yeah, I think it is. It should be pointed out that in the rare genius, when they traded for Bogut and Bob Myers was in charge, they offered the Milwaukee Bucks two different options.
I love the story.
One was Monte Ellis. The other was Steph Curry. So we can sit there and go like, man, they built a monster for Steph Curry. Like, they didn't know Steph Curry was going to be Steph Curry, that he could stay healthy to be Steph Curry. No one knew.
That is a great story. I like that one a lot. On to football. Deshaun Watson was asked about DeAndre Hopkins today at practice. And he didn't not answer it. He's like, me and D-Hop, we just naturally talk. We've been talking since the Houston days. And whenever he was in Houston and in Arizona, we'd always talk. I would love him to be a part of the team, but I'll leave that up to our GM, he says. Of all the teams named, I haven't really heard this one, but nope. What do you think? Hopkins and Watson reconnect in Cleveland.
I mean, it'd be great. I mean, couldn't hurt. Apparently it's the Bills and the Chiefs in some sort of bidding war. He has seen some decline. He doesn't have blur speed, but he's still a big target. Again, the question with him is, is it motivation or is there some slippage there? And if he's motivated by money, I also think Deshaun Watson's contract will be a bit prohibitive. But, Josh Allen has a big contract. Mahomes has a big contract. Somebody's going to try to make it work. I think he's just more of a possession guy now than a big play wide receiver like he used to be. And if you can make that mental adjustment, if he can make that mental adjustment, and there's a financial adjustment that comes to it, he'll still have a couple good years left.
One more thing. Mm-hmm. You see this where the Big 12 is trying to entice Gonzaga?
Gonzaga?
What do you know about this?
The Big 12 is widely regarded as the best basketball conference in college basketball. Because you got Kansas who won national championship 2 years ago. Baylor won the national championship before that. Percentage-wise, when they've had 10 teams, they've gotten the highest percentage. They got seven teams in. That's 70%. They're incredibly invested in basketball. And I think Brett Yormark's their new commissioner. And he comes over from running the Brooklyn Nets on the financial side. He's a basketball guy. He's a New Yorker and a basketball guy. And he wants to be the best basketball conference. Whereas Gonzaga, the question has been, one, what can they put themselves in position financially so they're in a better place than being the WCC? And would it help their team to play higher level teams? I feel like the Big 12 is going to continue to try and add maybe one other team after that and make it the best basketball conference on earth, in addition to how competitive they are football-wise. But like the football window, there's just no one you can really add unless the ACC breaks apart that brings you football credibility, right? Virginia Tech, Florida State, maybe to a lesser extent Miami. Like those are the ones that you need. So if you can't get those, we'll go get the basketball ones. That's why there's some interest in Gonzaga and UConn. That's Jason Stewart with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herdline News.
I mentioned that it was a bit of a letdown watching last night's Game 7. Speaking of letdowns, what about the biggest letdowns in the history of entertainment? I'll show you my list. That's part of our best for last. next in The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. So when's the first finals game? Is it like Friday night or Thursday night or Thursday? Yeah. Thursday. So we got a couple days. It will be interesting. You know, one of the things they always tell you about playing in altitude is to you watch NFL teams. They show up last possible moment. That you know the Celtics. It was widely reported they flew out either after the game or today. You know, to go to Denver. That feels early to me. And the reason that you want to fly out last possible moment is the longer you're there, if you're not used to it, your body starts to get oxygen depleted, oxygen deprived. So normally game one's a game that you can steal, and they are a very well-conditioned team, and they do have enough time for their legs in terms of rest. But how the extra time, the extra day in altitude affects them, that could be, I think it's going to be super interesting. Over under a number of shots of Russell Wilson courtside there will be, right? Basically, like the Denver celebs are Mike Shanahan, right? I know he has a gigantic place there. Peyton Manning, Russell Wilson, and is there anyone else? And I guess the Walmart people, right, who own the team, the Walmart guys. Let's get to the best for last.
It's almost the end of the show, but that doesn't mean we're phoning it in. Nope, we grind to the very last segment. It's time for Best for Last.
All right, here's what I got. Last night was a letdown of epic proportions, right? You're like, Boston Garden, Game 7, Memorial Day, this is going to be awesome. It was not awesome. I'm not taking away from the Heat. They just led and never really relented. They were just better. That's really what it kind of comes down to. But there are five letdowns in entertainment that I believe are above others. Let's give you the list.
Number five.
Batman and Robin. You guys remember this one? Arnold Schwarzenegger played the Iceman. He was terrible. Right?
Mr. Freeze.
I don't even know if I'm Mr. Freeze or the Iceman. It's awful. And then George Clooney's been good in a lot of things. Not as Batman. Not as Batman. Chris O'Donnell was he Robin?
Yep.
Don't disparage the Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer
was good. Jim Carrey was a good Joker, right? That was actually a role that I actually liked. Riddler, whatever. And I like Riddler's Revenge the Ride. But Batman and Robin sucked. That actually ended, that ended the Batman series for a while. And then Christopher Nolan brought it back and it was big time. It was really good.
Number four.
I've actually never seen it because I've heard it so bad. Indiana Jones 4, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I know they made a 5. It's coming out this summer. My God, Indiana Jones is not supposed to be old, but he is. That's the fourth biggest letdown.
Number three.
This can be controversial, but I got to be honest, The Irishman was just way too long, and it was like every cliche of every gangster movie ever, and Scorsese's a genius, but like you got to put him on a time limit, right? You're like, time here. You know? If you make a series, make a series. But a movie can't be 4 hours long, and you can't get every guy who ever has been typecast in a gangster movie in a gangster movie.
Number two.
Seinfeld finale. Right? I mean, look, I understand it's a show about nothing and the finale about nothing, but it really was a nothing. There's so many good Seinfelds. So many good ones. Like, oh my God, I completely forgot that one. Remember the Kenny Rogers chicken one? I love that one. That's good. Right? They're real and they're spectacular. There's been a lot of good ones. The finale was a total letdown.
Number one.
Star Wars, Phantom Menace. Jar Jar Binks, need I say more? And it wasn't just that it was a bad Star Wars. It was that it was like 30 years in between Return of the Jedi. They had 30 years to figure out what people wanted. And somebody at Disney's like, hey, why don't you throw in like a cartoonish character with rabbit ears that's on the good side? We'll call it Jar Jar Binks. Like, really? Yeah, that's in the anyone's annals of greatest letdown of all time. That's your best for last. But there's lots of letdowns, right? Lots of letdowns. The biggest letdowns, I think, usually are you go to a restaurant when you're super, super hungry and you've never been there before and you bite in and you're like, oh my God, that's amazing. What did you put in that food? And then like 2 weeks later, you're like, dude, we got to go to this place. It's so, so good. Just, I'm going to order the same thing that I had. And then you're not really crazy hungry and you've had it before and you bite in and you're like, what was I? Oh, that was, you know. There's been plenty of coaches who have had letdowns. You know, Bob Stoops used to be Big Game Bob. Then late in his run at Oklahoma, they, especially playing for national championships, they only won one in 2000. Jim Tressel kind of had some of that, right? But they just beat up on Michigan. That was their thing. Also letdowns in life. Oh, you have that dream car you get into, then you drive, you're like, yeah. I remember I got some Jabot jeans. You guys know Jabot jeans? They were the ones that had a little button on the fly. And like, they were so big. And I saved up all my, well, like childhood cash, and I get to high school and I buy some Jabot jeans. They did not fit my body in any way. In any way. Like, I have an athletic body. I have like thick thighs, and I got a white dude, I got a booty, right? They were not built for my body style at all. At all. I used to want to dress like surfers and skaters. That's what everybody around me dressed like. I tried, like, doesn't fit my body. Not at all. Those letdowns are big time. You know? And obviously the morning after you wake up, you're like, whoa, who's that? that's the ultimate letdown. All right, we got to start now paying attention, I guess, to the Nuggets. Although them complaining about paying attention has really been tiresome. We'll figure out what happens with Bob Myers. You're just joining us. Bob Myers resigned today as president GM of the Warriors. It does feel like the beginning of the end of at least this portion of the Warriors dynasty. And then the question becomes, does he take another job or does he sit and wait? And if he's sitting and waiting, is he sitting waiting on the job in LA, which is not the Clippers? Clippers have done a good job. They have, and I still think, if healthy, two of the past 3 years could have won a title. But it's the old if healthy thing. Does he run that? I don't know. I really don't know. Right. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dekovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.